But before we let you go, we are going to give everyone an opportunity for a two-minute closing comment as well, and we're going to go in the reverse order that we started with. My math isn't real good, but Mr. Walker, I think that means we start with you.
Bob, your math is good. I want to thank you for moderating the panel, Bob. I want to thank the League of Women Voters and for all of you to show up. This is a very, very important election. Northeast Missouri needs a strong voice in the Missouri State Senate. I can be that voice. I have a record that shows that I can be a strong voice and a voice of the people, not to special interests, but the people. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I oppose the encroachment of intimate domain on our rights of our farmers and our landowners, and I oppose the Grain Belt Express. I've worked hard to promote public education, not only from K through 12, but through higher education. I've been a strong supporter of Mobile Area Community College, Truman State University, which is in my district, the University of Missouri, but education is a key thing and an important thing in the future of our state. So I will work with everyone, not just a few, but with everyone to be a strong, fresh voice to make sure that your voice is heard in the state capitol as the next 18th district state senator. Thank you very much for this opportunity, and I appreciate and ask for your support and vote. Thank you.
Mr. Shoemake.
It's been one of the greatest privileges of my life to serve as 5th district state representative. And I think if you ask any of my constituents how they feel about me in the 5th district, I think that you'll find maybe there are some that disagree with me from time to time. I believe most of my constituents agree with me most of the time. But I don't think you'll find any that don't trust me. And I believe that that is essential with our state government and any elected official that we have. I'm also pro-life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm in favor of religious rights. I still believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. And I believe that the voters of the state of Missouri agree with me on that one. It's still in our Missouri Constitution, believe it or not. And I'm in this position to serve. As I mentioned before, I'm an ordained minister. I'm a volunteer in corrections. I do overseas mission work. And also, I'm one of the hospital chaplains at Hannibal Regional Hospital. And I've always felt that my service as state representative was an extension of the ministry that I have, and I still feel that way. And I feel in going to the Senate, it would also be an extension of the ministry that I do. And for this, it's been a great privilege. I hope to not only just be a leader that knows about things that pertain to government and finance and things like this, but one that can also be an example personally for my constituents.
Mr. Redmond.
Thank you, and thank you for having this forum tonight. This has been a great opportunity for us to get our points out to you guys, and I appreciate it. I've taken my business background, my conservative business background, down to Jefferson City. I've been very fortunate. I've worked very hard to get put in positions where I can make a difference in chairmanships, such as the chairmanship of agriculture. And I've worked very closely with Senator Munslinger over the last 8 years. He's been a great tutor to me. He's the chairman of agriculture in the Senate. I always joke that whatever those guys dream up, I have to figure out how to pay for. But it's been a very good relationship, and I've learned a lot. And I think that experience is invaluable. You have to have those people contacts. You have to know who to call if you have a problem with your roads or if you have a problem with a sewer system of a community. And I know that because I've had to do that for the last 8 years. I think I can take that experience. I think I can take my morals and my values and be a good representative for you guys. I want that opportunity. I'm pro-life, endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I've got a AAA rating with the NRA. But most of all, I've worked hard and I've got myself in positions and made those contacts down there where I can make a difference for everybody, for you guys, for me, for everybody. I want my kids to have the opportunity when they grow up to work and stay here in Northeast Missouri. And I want your kids to have that same opportunity. And if you guys will support me and give me your vote on August 7th, I promise you, I'll work hard for you. Thank you very much.
And the last word this evening goes to Mrs. O'Loughlin.
Thank you for having us. I think for me, the biggest issue is accountability. So when you spend $28 billion and you distribute that among state agencies, but you do not give them targeted goals that they have to reach, which we do not do that right now, then they are the ones that determine what you need. When you're in our position in a business, we have immediate feedback. If no one buys what we're selling, then we're accountable for that. And we know that we need to change what we're doing. I recently met a man who had hired a guy, paying him $19 an hour, and he worked there a few months, and he came back after a few months, and he said, well, I'm going to have to quit. And the owner said, why will you have to quit? And he said, well, because I can go to Walmart and work part-time and earn $10 an hour, and I can have the rest of my expenses paid through different welfare programs. When that kind of thing is happening and nothing is being changed, then we have an accountability problem. And I see it because I'm out there working. We employ almost 50 people. We've been in business for nearly 70 years, so we understand that concept. We have to earn our money first, and then we spend it very carefully. So I think I can bring that perspective to the Senate. I don't wish to go there to stay forever, but I would like to make a difference. So I would appreciate your support on August the 7th.
How about a nice round of applause for all four of the candidates who have been here this evening? And again, of course, we do encourage you to get out and vote in the August 7th primary. We want to thank the Moberly Public Schools for their help in organizing the forum this evening, and the Randolph County League of Women Voters, too.